Plenty of plans and projects got the go-ahead from council members during recent budget discussions. Here is a snapshot of some of them. Putting West Street on a diet, a road diet, could be applied to a substantial stretch of one of the city's busiest streets. The project will see the reconfiguration of lane markings on West Street between Colborne and James Streets and turn it into a three-lane corridor, without the need to alter the existing asphalt. The move ties in with an earlier decision that will see West Street widened, from two lanes to three, between James Street and Highway 12. The road diet project would be completed in three phases, the first being a traffic analysis and public consultation. Phase 2 is the detailed design, while the third phase is implementing that design. Budget Committee approved $225,000 to get the project started. Sidewalk replacement staff requested $362,000 to replace more than 1,000 meters of sidewalk, but they got more than they asked for. Count. Tim Lauer suggested that figure be hiked to $440,000. The sidewalk program has never been more important in our history, he said, noting the city is trying to tackle climate change and promote alternative modes of transportation. We need to be able to provide good sidewalks, good trails. Budget Committee approved the $78,000 increase. Staff will decide what additional area, or areas, will get attention. Areas already slated for sidewalk replacement in 2022 are Cedar Street between Lackley and Cowan Streets, Canis Street between Borland Street and the Couchiching Beach Park parking lot, St. Jean Street between Landon and North Streets, and Hammond Avenue between Colborne and Mississauga Streets. Road spot repairs. The budget for road spot repairs in 2022 will also be more than staff asked for. They requested $40,000 to conduct spot repairs of road surfaces that are damaged or have sunken, creating uneven or unsafe conditions. As with the sidewalk replacement budget, it was Lauer who wanted to see the city invest more. As you drive around Orillia, one of the things that is giving a lot of roads bad raps are these sunken road cut repairs, he said. His request to have that budget doubled to $80,000 was approved. Lightfoot Trail resurfacing. The annual resurfacing of sections of the Lightfoot Trail will continue in 2022. Resurfacing has already taken place along the trail from the Atherley Narrows to the Forest Avenue area. The $150,000 approved for next year will see that work continue from Forest Avenue to Cedar Island Road. Count. Tim Lauer found support from his colleagues to expand that project to include the implementation of some sort of buffer between the dirt road and the trail near Cedar Island Road. Keep an eye on Orillia Matters for further budget highlights. All of Budget Committee's decisions are subject to ratification during a special council meeting December 6.